May I speak?
Thank you.
I want to know what the best solution to this impasse that we're at. And I'd like to have a well-informed decision that benefits everyone in the Institute. So, I want a report from both the head of Advanced System Division and the hand of Robotic Bureau on my desk tomorrow morning. This in regard to Advanced Product Program. In which program would be most beneficial for us in the foreseeable future? Now, if you'll excuse me, I have more important things to take care of. The meeting of the directorate is now adjourned. Ah, yes, come in, come in. Please, have a seat. Well, I was hoping to see you a bit earlier, but the board of directors demanded a meeting regarding the power consumption and the development of new technology. So I had to tend to that first. But I should have some free time now. For today, at least. Are you all right? You're looking a bit pale and confused. Well, it is normal to experience some headaches, some nausea, or even be a little disoriented. That is the feeling from using the matter relay materializer. Please, don't worry about it too much. Although, I do want to write this down. And please, do tell me if it gets worse. I might have to send you to the medical ward if that's the case. Well, we've met before. But I'll introduce myself again. I'm Dr. Claire Haynes. I am the acting head director of the Institute. You see, we found you scavenging around the old ruins of the CIT. Right as we were about to deploy a small squad of synths. So, I made the call to go to the surface with two other scientists. We had to sedate and subdue you and took you with us. I know how this may seem like we're abducted you, but it was merely to protect ourselves from the outside world. You have no reason to trust me. But we are not your enemy here. We do not want to harm you. We are not the boogeyman like those above ground have portrayed us. But now that you had a chance to walk around and explore the Institute, what are your thoughts on it? It's impressive, isn't it? I see. It's best not to bother the people over at the SRB, since their role is critical to keep this place running. Oh, the SRB. It stands for Synth Retention Bureau. They are responsible to keep the rather problematic synths in line in order for unwanted or unnecessary situation that could have been easily avoided. And speaking of the synths, how did unit T0R1 treat you? Did she give you a guide around the facility and show you where the most important things are? I see. Well, we do pride ourselves with our third generation of the Sins. They're almost indistinguishable from a real person unless you know. Let me write that down real quick. This information will prove most useful to Dr. Thompson. I'll send it to her once the full report has been written. Anyways, Unit T0R1, or as we named it, Tori, has been a side project for Dr. Fillmore and me, to see if our third generation synths are capable of replicating humans, their personalities and emotions. Interesting. Well, I have what I need, so I'm going to go to my quarters to write this report. Please, follow me. Well, I have a room prepared for you next to the director's quarters. But if you want, you can stay in mine, if you prefer. I don't mind at all. Well, I'm not the head director yet. I'm the acting head director. And I do the work of the current head director on his behalf, since he's getting too old and weak to do it himself. I fear that he might not have much time left before, you know, the inevitable happens. He trusts me, hence why I already got the head position quarters. All the tasks and responsibilities are assigned to me. It's hard work, though, to keep this place running. Well, here we are. And this is it. The head director quarters. I will be here most of the time if you need me. And if I'm not here, then I'm most likely to be attending a meeting in the boardroom, where we just were. Oh, that reminds me. I want to show you something. Here, come. Take a look from the balcony. It's impressive, isn't it? I never thought I was going to witness something like this. It truly is something out of a science fiction book. But the difference is, this is real. Well, the Institute was built from layers upon layers. The first scientists that took refuge here, in the basement of the old Institute of Technology when the bomb fell, they expanded their basement downwards. And their children set forth their legacy, and now, almost 210 years after the world ended, we're here, in our own paradise, far away from the horrors of the new world that emerged from its ashes. We have tried in the past to cooperate with the citizens of the Commonwealth, but that cooperation was short-lived. No. I'm not going to go into details of what happened, but it ended with us retreating back underground, never to show our presence there again. Let's talk about something more cheerful, So, can I get you anything? some food, a drink, or perhaps an ice-cold Nuke-Cola. Oh, you can sit on the couch over there. I'll be right over with the refreshing drinks. Here you go. One Nuke-Cola. And I promise you, I won't try to poison you. The cap is sealed on tight. Heh. See? It was completely sealed and untouched. Oh, the only thing that we did to it was to deconstruct it to its molecular level. And then we refined the formula to the point where it's no longer radioactive. As opposed to the original formula. Oh, and there's one more thing you should know. There is a mandatory lights-out rule. And as you've seen, there's no real sunlight down here. So, because of that, there's no real day and night cycle. We've come up with a system that simulates the day-to-night cycle by slowly dimming the lights around the set times, but it is also expected from everyone here to be silent during the lights-out period. The same goes for you. Understood? Good. Then I'll show... Oh, stupid hun. Pull out the fusion battery. Now. It's the short yellow thing just above my wrist. Yeah, no, I'm fine. It's just that this stupid prosthetic hand is on the fritz again. The blasted thing was shocking me. I have already sent 3 separate complaints over to the robotics division. And they ran multiple diagnostic scans and tests. But everything seems normal. I've seen the results myself. I need to get this fixed right now. But the robotics division is not staffed at the moment. Okay. New plan. You're going to help me with this. Don't worry about it. I'm aware that you're not a robotics technician. But I need a helping hand in the process. Pun intended. Alright. Now, I need you to fetch me that little white box with a red logo on it. It's in the 3rd cabinet behind my desk. It contains most of the tools I need to get this thing, hopefully, working again. I can't do it by myself, since I have to run a diagnostic scan on the hand, and as you see, I've already plugged it into the terminal. So now I can't move it until it's done. Not what I expected, but it's something. Weird. Looks like the servo in my fingers don't have any power and the servo in my thumb has short-circuited. But how is that possible? Oh, thank you. You're a dear. Ah, there we go. I think I see the problem. It looks like those 2 cables aren't secured properly. That's Odd. My guess is the progs of the cables got into contact with each other and then touched the metal plating, shocking me and then short-circuiting the servo. Would you be so kind and give me that weird-looking prong, too? Yes, that one. Now, could you hold it like this for me? Thank you. There we go. See that? That's the fried-out critter that we need to replace. I need to install this new server motor. Could you hold this for me like that? Okay, this is all looking good. Now to test it. Can you give me the fusion battery? Oh, thank you. Well, that seems to be back in working order now. Thank you. You're a lifesaver. Oh, you're getting all flustered and red. And again, thank you. If you decided to stay here, maybe I should teach you a thing or two about our technology and how to fix the basic things. Making yourself useful as a basic mechanic around here wouldn't be a bad idea, actually. But I'm getting ahead of myself. What do you say? Would you like to stay here and learn some basic skills on how to repair the basic machinery? Oh, you don't have to worry about it now. We'll start with the very basics then. But that is a problem for another day. I'm going to head to bed soon. I've been up and overworking myself for way too long. And I do need some rest after this unfortunate incident. Here. The bedroom is up the stairs and then just go straight. You'll see a room with a glass sliding door. I'll be there soon. I just need to take care of something real quick, okay? All right. I'll see you in a few minutes. Hey. Are you asleep? Can't sleep, huh? I understand that. But you've seen and met the people who work and live here. We really mean you no harm. You can rest easy knowing that nobody will lay a finger on you down here. You have a question for me? Sure. What's on your mind? What happened to my hand? It's... No. It's not something I want to talk about right now, okay? Not before going to sleep. Just thinking about it is already giving me nightmares. But I can tell you why I can't replace it and let a new hand be developed. You see, the problem is that this prosthetic hand was built as a prototype. It was developed on the skeleton of the second generation synth, and of course, this one underwent some extensive modification and testing. But I can't take it off. It's connected to my lower arm, then wired up to my brain and my spine. So removing it and getting a newer one and more advanced prosthetic, that would mean I would have to undergo a very heavy and long operation that could possibly be fatal. So that's why I've chosen to keep on using it. It has its charm, despite having some issues and flaws. Some scientists even joke that I rule with an iron fist. Hey, it's really nice to talk to you. And I understand that you're curious and want to know more. But be a dear and just close your eyes for me. Here, rest your head on the pillow and let me hold you. And don't worry, I'll hold you with my organic arm. Just close your eyes and let your worries go. Much better, isn't it? It's warm, comfortable, and best of all, you're safe here with me. I'll be here, sweetheart. I won't go anywhere. Good night, my technical prodigy. Hmm.